The beauty of the place was borne in upon me anew as I looked down on it. It was a garden, a great cultivated park, even to its wildest forested borders, and the cities were ornaments to the landscape, thinning out into delicate lace-like tracery of scattered buildings as they merged into the open country. Terry looked at it with set teeth. He was embittered through and through, and but for Elidor, I could well imagine the kind of things he would have said. He only made this circuit at her request, as one who said, "Oh well, an hour or two, more or less. It's over, anyhow." Then the long gliding swoop as we descended to our sealed motorboat in the lake below. It was safe enough. Perhaps the savages had considered it some deadly witch work and avoided it. At any rate, save for some dents and scratches on the metal cover, it was unhurt. With some careful labour, Terry, working with a feverish, joyful eagerness, we got the machine disassembled and packed away, pulled in the anchors, and with well-applied oiling, started the long disused motor and moved off toward the great river. Elidor's eyes were on the towering cliffs behind us. I gave her the glass, and as long as we were on the open water, her eyes dwelt lovingly on the high rocky border of her home. But when we shot under the arching gloom of the forest, she turned to me with a little sigh.